Baltimore County Republicans gathered to watch the returns last night in Essex, a GOP stronghold. WYPR's John Lee reports that as the night went on, the party faithful became more convinced that the election was in the bag for Donald Trump.
With the DJ spinning tunes from the 60s and 70s, about five dozen people ate pizza and watched the returns on a big screen at Commodore Hall in Essex, and they liked what they were seeing as toss-up states started to fall in line for Donald Trump.
Well, I think that the Trump train is going nationwide.
That's Steve Deshaun, who has served on the Baltimore County GOP Central Committee.
He's already ahead in Florida, Ohio, Virginia, and North Carolina, and that's a slam dunk.
Hillary Clinton did pull out Virginia in the end. Victor Manick also liked Trump's chances early in the evening as the results were trickling in.
And I like his policies. I like the things he has to offer. The other side has all his opportunity and chance to do change, and nothing ever came about of anything positive.
Republican State Senator Johnny Ray Salling says there is hope for bipartisanship following this most divisive election. And for supporters of Clinton who cannot imagine President Trump, Salling says the people who voted for the Republican nominee did so because they believe in him.
I had a chance to sit and talk with him and have lunch, a rare moment in life to talk with him. He was a reasonable man. He wanted to hear what I had to say. He didn't dominate the conversation.
Last night's gathering in Essex was also Pat McDonough's election night party. McDonough was trying to unseat 2nd District Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger. He got a standing ovation when he made his entrance, and at the time, he told the crowd the election still hung in the balance.
We don't know anything. We know four precincts in Dundalk, and we won all four of them.
In the end, Ruppersberger won by a 2-1 margin, although McDonough has not yet conceded. For his next act, McDonough's made it no secret that he plans to run for Baltimore County Executive, and he says he's in a better position now to do that.
We got notoriety, we got exposure, we got experience, we got a lot of financial supporters, picked up a tremendous number of volunteers.
McDonough roundly criticized Governor Larry Hogan for not doing more to help Republicans like himself. By the way, a Hogan spokesman revealed who the governor voted for president. Hogan famously refused to support his fellow Republican, Donald Trump, so instead he wrote in the name of his father, a former congressman. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.